Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Welcome to Glasgow Podcart, and guests this week are Tough Love. Hi.
Hi.
We've got Julie and Suze.
How's it going?
Fine. Suze, I've always wanted to ask you this, just before we kind of go into things. The bear thing, what is that? Is that real?
Well, yeah, it is now.
Have you changed your name by default?
There was a point when that did happen, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I just had a name that was someone else's name, and I thought if I'm going to do... Someone else was very well known's name, and I thought if I am going to do... If I'm going to do music full-time, I can't have a clashing name. I just don't want to... Because it would get mentioned every time my old band would do an interview, that the first thing that would be is like...
Was it Quattro?
Yeah, it was.
I thought so.
And I thought, oh, I can't be bothered with that, so I changed it, and... I was going through a bit of an insane phase of my life, and yeah, but that's...
I think it's a good choice, though.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Suits you.
Thank you.
Yeah. But, it's warmth.
Yeah.
Yes, it exudes warmth and homeliness, and Yeah. So I know you're probably sick of people asking you these questions, but I think it's quite important for people to know. So how did you guys meet? Just you two specifically.
We met at a party.
Through friends.
A sort of soiree. It was more of a soiree.
I guess it was a gathering.
Yeah.
Like
it was a funeral.
Less than 20 people.
Yeah, there were less than 20 people.
In someone's
Fewer
flat.
Than 20 people. I'm trying to work out the grammar. Anyway. Yeah.
And we got...
We didn't get talking, but we were sitting next to each other.
We were sitting next to each other.
We maybe said a few words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then eventually, I guess, we just started talking. Mm. Somehow.
Yeah.
And how long ago was that?
5 years.
Yeah, five.
About
four,
five years ago, I think.
Yeah.
So do you not sit and kind of either get drunk or get together now and think, oh my God, we've done all this now and that was just from a chance meeting?
I suppose, yeah. Although
we don't really get drunk together.
We don't, no,
we don't really sit together.
I get drunk on my own. But
yeah.
Julie's elsewhere. But I suppose when I met you, someone told me that you played music. Mm. I was looking to start another project and band and with someone kind of similar to me. And when I met you, even though we didn't speak, I was like trying to, you know, scope you out. Mm. Is that the right word?
Does that mean you were checking me out?
Oh, no.
Did you want to sleep with me?
No. Every time, Julie, we get asked about this.
I haven't said it in a while.
You literally
not in a few years. So yeah. I'm joking.
You said scope me out. I don't know. It's not my fault.
Anyway, I just...
yeah, but I know. Yeah.
I just wanted to...
Yeah, well, no, because also it wasn't that much of a chance. I mean, because we had friends in common and we would see each other quite a lot, sort of. So I guess we got talking that way eventually. We probably worked up the courage to have an actual conversation.
Yeah.
And we probably talked that night.
But it wasn't a flowing conversation.
Yeah.
So
I don't think I really talked to anyone that night.
No,
very
I was nervous.
But
I kind of, I suppose I didn't expect this would happen, as in that we would be in a, you know, doing a band would become like mostly our jobs together.
Mm.
But I guess I anticipated that we might start making stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, this, I couldn't have not predicted this.
No,
no, neither.
Yeah.
Although I remember I wanted to start a band with you. Like,
well, so did I.
I did not think that I would get to, honestly.
Really? Why?
Yeah, well, because Suze was in a band, so I knew that she was... I don't know, I guess Suze was a musician, and I had never... Like, I played guitar, but I'd never been in a band, so, like... I don't know, it just didn't seem... You know, I just didn't... I wanted to, but I didn't really... Yeah, there was no reason to think that it would actually happen, but I was very happy it did.
Yeah. And thanks for that. That was beer. So, I mean, obviously, when the band first started out, I mean, I don't know how long's Tough Love been going for now?
I guess officially since 2013, actually probably since 2012, like in my room.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've been following you for pretty much that whole time now. And
you've been following us.
Yeah,
like, it's creepy.
Yeah.
Can you stop following us, please?
You know how to make people feel uncomfortable, do you? You know that way that so I've always known you as, well, kind of thought that you were a trio, but it is pretty much you two. So not that you have to explain that to people, but do you have to explain that quite a lot, that it's just the two of you?
Yeah, quite a lot, actually. That we keep getting reviews of the album and it says stuff like Julie, Suze and Ian who make... And we're like, well, actually, not just because... I don't know if Ian wants to be fully associated with this, so it's kind of not fair to him. That's not what it says in the press release.
Yeah.
But people kind of just
assume
that when you see a band, it's just, it works as you assume a band would work, whereas... You kind of, whereas with us, it kind of doesn't
he
work
kind of
like that.
He just plays live with us and like records some songs with us, but
yeah, totally.
But not all the time. Not all the time, and you write most of the drum, all of the drum parts, really. So
sometimes,
yeah.
But our old, we did have Michael before.
Yeah,
Ian and that.
But we have to explain that Ian is kind of, he's one of the best drummers in the country.
Oh, he's incredible.
Yeah, that's why it's an insult to him.
No, not at all. I mean, I think that he fits really well into the band. But he, so the Phantom Band, Cutty's Jim, Bronte Skylift, I mean, it's mind-blowing. And when you see him live, when he's doing the really high kind high of
energy
stuff, it's just like, so it is, it's really nice to see him in such a kind of a more chilled out setting with you guys. And you seem to have such a great relationship all together.
in my flat.
Wow. Well, there but you go.
It's he's like an excellent musician. He's like dedicated and has like that kind of like fire.
Yeah.
That's really that's like essential to be in a band, really, and to be trying to do well. And like he is like decent as well.
Yeah,
he's
a good
to
guy.
Tour with. So
yeah.
It's like he's tick tick tick.
Yeah.
He's great. And also because we're so kind of like calm live, it's really nice for me to have, you know, someone to, you know, because we don't move about loads. It's like, it's nice for the audience to have someone to watch that's like high energy and stuff. So I think it works. It's just like, yeah, it was a happy accident that happened, but I'm really glad that it happened.
Yeah.
It's really good.
So, so obviously the album is a trilogy. It's like the three EPs that you've released. So remind me how long we're going back to the first EP. When was that released?
2013.
So it is. It's been over 3 years.
Yeah, but I mean, some of these songs were written in 2000. You know, we've had since 2012.
Yeah.
So it's really like kind of the 4 full years, but I suppose release-wise,
yeah,
it's like 2013.
And is it quite difficult for? Well, not difficult, but is it quite weird to be releasing songs on an album that you've released 3 years ago?
Yeah, I suppose.
But or is it just a natural progression?
I feel like it's good because, I mean, it's a bit weird, but at the same time, we haven't got a big audience, and this might kind of, rather than, I don't know, printing the EPs all again, it's just a more kind of, I feel like it makes more sense to do it this way as a collection and hope that people will hear our songs kind of thing.
And I think that's the important part when, if other bands are listening to this and they think, oh God, you know, we can't, we've released that already. Mm-hmm. But it is that thing that not a lot of people have heard the stuff.
Totally.
So you think, and I think people think that Scotland's such bigger than what it is, when it's like, no, it's really fucking small. Mm. So, the album itself, it's amazing what you've done. You've done it, in my opinion, you've done it the right way, because it is like we've travelled that journey with you, and it seems like it's almost like a biography of what you've been doing over the last kind of few years.
Thank you.
Did you guys want to do that, or was it another suggestion from someone else?
I think it was originally Johnny's
suggestion. It was originally Johnny's suggestion, and originally I really didn't like the idea of it, because I thought, like, it kind of, first of all, like, to go back to your last question, like, the idea of having songs like that we wrote 4 years ago and something that we're releasing now, and people think is our, like, might think is, like, fresh material, makes me feel quite self-conscious, just because, like, not because I think they're bad or anything, but just because now I know that we're doing something slightly different. And I suppose secondly, because I feel like we can just, or I feel like it felt, I thought initially when I heard the idea that it was like lazy, that why don't we just come up with a whole new batch of stuff and release that instead. But then Johnny was like, well, 99% of people haven't heard your music, so actually you'll give yourself a bit of time to write some new stuff and like be able to tour while you're doing that, as opposed to just taking a break or something. So actually, yeah, it was Johnny's idea.
Yeah.
That then we got.
But I think it's a good idea. Actually, now I think it probably was a good idea.
Yeah.
Do you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of back in the 90s when you had bands that you were when I was totally invested in, and when you did buy the album, you were so familiar with some of the tracks on the album that it felt like just like you're at home almost, that you felt quite comfortable with the album, and that's what it kind of feels like with that. Now it's pretty amazing what's been happening. So let's talk about Lost Matt and Johnny. So how did he approach you guys?
Yeah, we didn't. He knew through Monoganon, eh?
Yeah, it was through Monoganon, who is on Lost Map as well, and then I think me and Johnny became friends on Facebook around about that time, and then we posted the Junk EP as it was then on SoundCloud, and I put it up on my Facebook, and he liked it, and then said at the Monoganon album launch that he really liked it, and I was like, oh, well, that's... I thought he was just being nice, and then he asked us to play an event, and then asked if he could put it out on vinyl, and we were like, oh,
absolutely,
yeah, totally,
you definitely can.
Yeah, so yeah, just like another happy accident, I guess.
But Lost Map as a label is so tight knit, and everyone like Kate and people that we don't generally hear about that work behind the scenes as well. They're so helpful with everything. I guess you're really happy to be on that label then.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
I can see the excitement.
I like love Johnny and Lost Map. I think it's like really good, lovely.
Yeah.
All great, lovely people, you know, a real sense of community and like...
I think we wouldn't have been able to like get maybe as far like if we were on a different label, just because Johnny and Lost Map put so much effort, because they only have a few bands on the label, they put like all, you know, as much effort and energy as they can into the ones that are kind of releasing something at the time. So,
and they support like the way you want to do things as well, like, he's not, you know, because it's independent, it's... He's like, because he genuinely loves music, and you know, so it's all feels really natural, kind of thing. I don't know.
He's quite funny.
He's very funny. He's a funny.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Strange.
No, not all. He makes me laugh so much sometimes that I do feel there's a little bit of wee. So you'll probably listen to this and his ego will be inflated further.
You can edit this bit out.
I probably won't. So people like Six Music and The Guardian are covering and things like that. Is it the case of kind of being like, wow, and then it just kind of passing and going, right, you know, the hard work is just kind of only beginning? Or is it just, do you actually kind of enjoy that moment and get time to enjoy it?
I feel like... sorry, I keep butting.
No, you didn't cut. You butted him from my silence. Shut up, Susan. Please be quiet.
I feel like, for me, it's like, every time we finished EP, I thought I was... Or, so, for, like, Dross and Dregs, I thought I was going to feel, like, relief at the end of it, because we'd finished something that we'd worked hard on, but actually all I felt was, like, what do we do now?
Yeah.
A kind of mad panic. And this is, like... This is a step up from that mad panic to feel like, not really, but it's like we're getting reviews and stuff, and I read a review today that says, if Tough Love follow this up with a good debut album, this could really be their moment, and I was like, yep.
No!
Do you know, but it's like, I feel like you can't relax, I don't want to relax, I don't want to just be like, ah.
Feel like I'm a fraud, so I can't possibly enjoy
it. Really? Why?
It's just, you know, it's normal, everyone feels that, don't they? I mean, no one really thinks that they're doing a good job, do they? But I am happy, like, it is really it's great, like, it's good, and it's really nice to have support from people.
I suppose what I meant before is that the coverage that we're getting is really nice, and it's really nice to get, but all it's making me feel just now is that I want to do better,
like, so
that they keep covering us or something, so it's like that kind of pressure. So it kind of makes me feel really happy but then really uneasy at the same time.
Yeah,
but then this is a position that I always wanted to be in, so it's but I just never anticipated the other side of it. Or something, you know, like someone, oh, sorry,
it's gonna be okay.
I know it's gonna be okay, but it's, I mean, it's amazing. I just, yeah, I suppose I just normally when we answer questions like that, it's always like, yeah, good. But I suppose I just, yeah, that's what I really feel.
You have to be honest about these things.
Well, yeah,
you know. It's quite a busy time, and you were in Iceland with Tom, your favourite music writer.
Well, I'll tell you what, he gave me a hat, so pretty cool.
So that Skinny interview was amazing. It was just really honest, and it kind of obviously showed, you know, sides the real side of touring, which can be a total pain in the arse. And so how was Iceland overall? Is it, you know, when you come back and you've had to go through all that shit carrying your gear around and, you know, putting hours onto your journey and stuff like that?
I enjoyed Iceland. I mean, like, there were difficult parts, but it was really nice to be there. Our hotel room was magnificent.
It was amazing.
It was incredible.
We checked the price on the internet. It was like £150 a night or something. But I think that's just because Iceland is expensive. Yeah, I don't think it was like a 5-star hotel.
But it was a nice hotel. I mean, it was no Travel Lodge.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Which we love.
But like, yeah. Yeah, Travel Lodge is good. But yeah, I really enjoyed it.
They had great breakfast buffet and...
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it was cool. It's just a shame we weren't there for longer.
Iceland. So
basically, the hotel room and the food was great.
Yeah, there's some licorice chocolate that I had. It was phenomenal.
And one of the gigs went like phenomenally well. One of them went terribly.
Yeah. Like, but it's a really nice place to walk around.
Yeah.
Iceland is a nice place to walk around.
Yeah.
Reykjavik was, yeah.
What's been the show so far that you've kind of, that if you've got emotional, you've just kind of been taken aback by, and you've kind of walked off stage and gone, oh my god, has there been a show like that
like,
yet?
Oh my god, that was so awful.
No, it's in that, is in like that. This is why we do it.
I guess like I really like the Glasgow Hug and Pint show.
Yeah.
Like the launches have been really nice because it's like playing to your friends, and like my brother came up for the launches stuff. He lives in London, and it was like he doesn't see his play that often, so it's like nice having him there and stuff. And I guess I don't know, people like whether I feel like when we play in Glasgow to people like that, whether we do good or do bad, people still clap.
Yeah.
And that makes me feel
like, I mean, people always clap. But you can tell people
but it's
seem
just
like
a really
they
lovely
go
atmosphere, and that
set
is what makes
to
me
support
feel, yeah,
like
that's what makes me feel like, ah, that's why, because it was fun. That's what I mean. Because
yeah.
It was when we play fun gigs, that's when I come off and I'm like, ah.
But see, at the Gold Flake Paint Sucker Punch, when you played that, that for me was a bit of a turning point.
Oh, yeah.
And the crowd that night, I was just like, I was kind of looking around going, oh, this is amazing. And it's the first time my other half had seen you, and he was just like, holy fuck, they're amazing.
Oh, United Fruit.
It was really good to see kind of a lot of new fans coming through at that point. The obviously the launch is next week with TYCI. Are you nervous about, because it's obviously like the official launch, so a lot of bands kind of have a bit of a come down afterwards, but are you looking forward to it? You can be honest.
I think yes, but it's a bigger venue than we've ever like done for our own event before, so I'm nervous, but I'm like excited because of the whole home crowd thing and like you know the supportive vibe, and like also TYCI is just like, is good, and the nights are good and everyone's lovely, so I don't think there'll be any trouble like atmosphere wise but it's just like, I suppose it's quite nerve wracking to kind of, I guess, co-host something in a big venue when you haven't really done that big a venue before, but it's exciting because Stereo's cool.
And I mean obviously Frances McKay supporting, which is fucking hell.
She should headline probably. Yeah. We can go in first. It's fine.
Yeah. it's quite nice that she, I feel she fits the event perfectly though, especially the kind of stuff that you guys do. Were the Vaselines an important band for you, or was it bands that kind of came a bit later that were influenced by her almost?
I wouldn't. For me, I didn't listen to the Vaselines until quite late on, until like a few years ago, But I also wouldn't say that I was necessarily influenced by. I mean, I feel like I listened to a lot of old music when I was younger. Do you know? I was never very current or cool in that way. So but what do you think?
Yeah, I guess like, I kind of missed the Vaselines when they happened, and like. Now I enjoy listening to them, but I wouldn't say I was like influenced by them.
Yeah.
But like maybe, stuff that they have influenced. Yeah, indirectly.
Yeah.
So, so I suppose they're an indirect influence in that way. So really cool.
And I really like, I like.
And like the types of sounds and stuff, and like, I'm really into. So I guess having her play is like a big deal because she's like, influenced so many people. Yeah. And so therefore, influenced us.
And it fits kind of musically, I think.
Yeah,
it feels part of the heritage somehow.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It's like a natural, organic kind of part. Now, Bossy Love, obviously, are the party band.
Yeah.
Daddy got a few tricks up his sleeve, and now I wanna get it. Not once, maybe twice. twice, but never said it. I definitely wanna get a little bit naughty. I definitely wanna make an exit with the shorty. I gotta be cool, gotta be calm, gotta be tight. Gotta keep myself in check for tonight. Can't dance on the words that I'm about to serve up. Shoot, say it's too late. I'm about to word up. Looking good, looking good. The head in the game flips up, but I do I know your name.
Hey, baby. It's not the way you treat me. And it is safe to say, we don't explain it how we really want it. We keep it quiet until we think there's something wrong. And I am shying away from what is going on. This conversation between our physicality, it ain't no secret that something's coming over me. So if you wanna, let's do it. Baby, I'll get into it. If you wanna, let's do it. Don't need no fucking feeling. Boy, you got it so badly. Maybe it's time you had me. I'm getting in so badly.
Because I like your body. You to push up on me.
Idea was to have like them play after us anyway.
Yeah.
But I think John, our manager Johnny, thought that was a bit of a stupid idea. But then he saw them live and he was like, right, I think
yeah.
Like they are amazing, yeah. But they're also a totally different vibe from us in that they are like a party band.
Yeah.
Whereas like we, I mean, maybe we can be, but
please. Yeah, we can be a party band.
But you know, it's sometimes because it's a kind of, I suppose a launch is like an party, I guess, like with us and for us.
Yeah.
And so we would like to drink wine and watch Bossy Love.
Play. Yeah. It's like when for the launch of Junk, Trash Kit headlined.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
That was fun.
That was really fun. I remember drinking a lot of wine after we played.
And so you will be partying the night away then?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Are you both off the next day?
Yeah, we don't have anything.
So I don't even remember what day it is.
You'll need it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll need it.
And so going back to the music that you guys, I mean, obviously I've kind of got a fair idea of what Suze has kind of been into growing up. But I mean, what kind of bands have been, you know, quite prominent for you and quite important since you started listening to music?
I was thinking about this recently, and I realised that I think I like quite a lot of chanson française, because my mum was French, and we used to have some records of like French singers,
right?
And I was just thinking about that. Yeah, so I feel like there are.
That makes my taste crude.
No, it doesn't. Your taste is way cool. No, so cool.
No, it's not.
So no, but
I would like to be like, half French. Maybe we can swap.
Yeah, I mean, but like, so I suppose some like, I feel like those songs are quite songy and lyrical and sort of,
But what do you just like to, like, say you were going to stick a record on, or you just thought, you know, fuck it, I just feel like listening to this today. Or if you go through your back catalogue, what do you go back to?
There's this album that no one else likes, that I've not met anyone else that likes it apart from my boyfriend that I had when I was a teenager, and we used to listen to it together. And it's this band called Lucy Pearl. They're like a super group. It's got the girl from En Vogue in. And do you know Lucy Pearl?
Yeah.
I still love that album.
Is that the one we listened to in the car?
Yeah. It's so good. So, and Jungle Brothers, Straight Out of the Jungle, that's a really good album.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I might need to play that on this podcast.
Please, yeah.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Say what? Say what? What? Come on, Sam. Yeah. Educated man from the motherland. You see, they call me a star, but that's not what I am. I'm a jungle brother, a true blue brother, and I've been to many places you'll never discover. Step to my side, suckers running hot. Africa's in the house, they get petrified. You wanna know why? I'll tell you why. Because they can't stand the sight of the jungle eye. They never fight a fuss, they never curse a cuss. They just stand on the side and stare at us. They get out of line, I put them on a vine and give them one big push for all mankind. There ain't nothing to it, I just go ahead and do it. I lay down the jungle sound and run right through it. And when I'm on the mic, I never stutter or stumble, cause I'm a jungle brother. Straight out the jungle.
Cool and quiet, but quick to start up a riot. I write the rhyme, bums insist to bite it. I wear no gold around my neck, just black medallions. I show the homes of three black stallions. I don't care for fear, cause fear fears me. Out of 10 ways of dying, the first my G. I'm harder than the hardest hard can get. Africa and I was Sammy B's on the set. I kicked the rhyme to the girl and she became my pet. I lent the sucker some juice and now he's still in debt. The sucker said he wasn't scared but stealing all he sweat. A poor man became rich because on me he bet. My brother searching high and low, they're looking for me. Where will they find me?
In the genuine GLE.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Struggle to survive, struggle, just to stay alive. Cause inside the jungle, either you do or you die. You got to be aware, you got to have the jungle line. Take it from a brother who knows, my friend. The animals and cannibals will do you in.
Cut your throat, stab you in the back. The untamed animals just don't know how to act. It's unbelievable,
uncivilized.
And now I'm starting to realize. Danger in the jungle. The jungle means danger. Tension intense, hearts filled with anger. Men killing men just because of one's color. In this lifetime, I see nothing dumber, so I think before I make a move, make sure my rhyme goes along with the groove. Never acting on a brother when it's time to rumble. My name's Mike G, and I'm straight out with jump.
me and my sister went to Spain when I was 16, and we went like on a road trip, and we listened to that and Stevie Wonder. And, like, we had three tapes in the car or something.
That was always the way, though, I think. Yeah, you always had, like, three tapes, and they were so different from each other.
Yeah.
And what about you, Suze?
What, like, growing up, or
just even now? What do you go back to? What do you kind of always feel that you think, you know, that's, I can always rely on that album?
I can think of some things that I feel like you go back to that you talked about. What? Recently, you were listening to Elliot Smith, and I remember you doing that before.
Yep,
No Effects.
I love Elliot Smith, though. It's really hard to remember when you don't have your computer there, and that's really bad, because relying on technology for memory is like the next stage of humans.
Also, you know, when, like, you're put on the spot, I know bio. You're not putting us on the spot, but you know, like, I have to think of something, that's all I can think in my head, is I have to think of something.
And you know, it'll be the worst thing, you'll walk out of here and you'll go, fuck, I should have said that. But Ash, for one that you love, kept going,
I love
back
Ash.
To
I don't actually listen to them that much anymore, because I guess like their new stuff put me off, and now I mean I have like Nuclear Sounds and stuff on my iTunes. There's a bunch of CDs I have, though, that I've just never burned to my computer to MP3, so they sit in my CD shelf. I've got all the CDs I had from when I was a kid, and if I had a CD player, the problem would be solved and I'd be able to listen to anything. But I get into habits of listening what's in my iTunes, and that's like No Effects, Elliot Smith, Alex G, and stuff. But yeah, Elliot Smith is a big one.
So I'll play Elliot Smith for you on this podcast then. So now, the bands that are around, especially local bands and things like that, have you had the chance to go and see anyone recently? Is there anyone that you kind of really love?
I am obsessed with Alex G.
Yeah.
He's playing in King Tut's on the 8th of February, and
it's a great plug.
It's sold out.
Oh shit.
I know.
So did you not get a ticket?
I've not got a ticket. I don't know what to
I'm
do.
I'm going to get you hooked up
really?
With a ticket. I'm going to do that like, for you.
Can I get one?
Yeah, I'll get you the plus one.
He's playing, annoyingly, he's not even headlining. He's playing with this band called The Basement, who I've not heard of. I'm sure they're good or whatever.
But that's good, isn't it? Maybe
you but know I want to see him play for like an hour and a half. I think he's like one of the only people I could just now sit and watch for a long time. And I want to shake his hand. Say hello. What was the question?
Where's he playing?
King Tut's.
Oh, right. Sorry.
So we'll play a song. So the bands that you're kind of listening to now, I mean, do you get much chance to go and see, or just is it just like, you know, it's just, I think when you get older you just think, oh fucking hell, I just want to, it's too late and it's too cold and
feels so, like baths and what.
I'm lethargic by nature, so I like to be in bed ideally.
I live like down the road from the Hug and Pint, and they've always got like really good bands playing
all the time. You hear about a lot of good gigs.
But I know, but I do. I have actually walked down and gone to stuff.
Yeah,
like Bossy Love, like I just walked down because Ian was going, and I was like, oh, what's this? And then in November last year or something, I saw a band called, or this guy called Rival Consoles.
Oh my
who makes
god!
Incredible.
One of the best albums of last year.
It really is amazing. Like it sounds like really human or something. It sounds like a human creating. Or do you know what I mean? Like as often electronic stuff can sound kind of sterile. But it sounds like so varied that it sounds like it's from an instrument.
Yeah.
Or something. So like, it's like Howl.
Yeah.
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 So that's amazing. I saw him play live.
Yeah.
And it was totally awesome. I closed my eyes for the whole thing. No offense to the guy.
No.
It was nicer to just like absorb it.
Yeah. There was people the next day that were just like, oh my god, Rival Consoles. So
good.
So future. Obviously. You've got a number of tour dates. You're playing in Switzerland for the first time, is that right?
Mm.
Yeah.
That's quite a niche area, isn't it?
Totally, yeah. My old flatmate told us to take loads of money because it's expensive.
People are always saying that about places.
Yeah.
You do tend to tour the expensive or gigging the expensive places.
Yeah.
That'll
be good though.
And where in Europe, have you played in Europe? I think you have, haven't you?
I've played in France and in Germany and in Holland.
Yeah.
And in Spain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So only like little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bits here and there kind of thing.
Yeah.
And where are you most looking forward to playing this year so far?
Doing that festival, Le Femme Sans Mêlée.
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Le Femme Sans Mêlée or something.
Le Mel, which is like a festival for female fronted or
feminist,
like feminist festival
it's meant
in
to be
France.
Really cool.
Cool.
And there's like 3 dates in France we're doing in different places.
I know about this festival,
So
all the French people I know are like, oh my god, I can't believe you're playing that. Like, they're in bands.
Really?
They're like, that's really good.
But then it's so much cooler, like, to have
abroad.
Imagine having a band from Paris come over and be like, oh my god. You know, it's like, we're tricking people because we're from another country.
We are.
And so the record, the record's out now, and you can get it on vinyl. Is it on pre-order or can you just buy it now?
I think you can buy it now.
I think so.
Yeah.
By
the time this comes out, you'll be able to buy it probably.
Mono had one in the rack.
But then Mono said they hadn't got CDs yet and they
don't
know where the CDs are.
But,
But people can make their own CDs when they buy the vinyl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well,
or
Johnny, we didn't say that. Resort is the name, and the launch is this weekend. What are your, just to kind of end, what's the ideal scenario for the rest of the year?
I'd like to go to Primavera.
Booked up
as a band, or
is it?
No, I've got my tickets.
Oh, really?
My accommodation. I've just been looking at the flights there.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm gonna do that when I get
you.
Want
to go as a watcher,
as a
band? Okay,
but if we got to go as a band, I think that would be impossible. Mm-hmm. Because
it wouldn't be impossible. Twilight Sad got to play it.
Really? Maybe we could ask.
Excuse me.
Also, what? How would we like the year to?
To pan out, I suppose.
It'd be nice to do some touring, do some festivals, do some solid writing. Go somewhere like a house up north where we can do some writing and recording in a batch. Yes. And then do some more gigs.
And have lots of baths.
And have lots of baths.
And eat cheese.
Yeah.
Do you not like cheese?
Yeah.
I do like cheese, but when you said that, I thought of a massive thing of cheddar and just eating a big cheese.
No, I was thinking more of a cheese board.
A cheese board would be incredible.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Sorry.
Because I see you celebrated with a slice of Vida.
I did,
a slice
of
Vida. Oh, I see.
I have been buying, I ate all of Ian's cheese slices one day. And
you keep on buying it and eating it.
I keep on reimbursing it. I even left a little note that says for Ian, smiley face. It's still on it, and I still keep. I'm like, it's just one piece. And then by the end of a couple of days, it's gone. Because he's not in that often to eat cheese. He leaves a packet of cheese for like a month.
It's like he's doing it to torture.
Basically.
My flatmate sometimes has biscuits, and I'm like, oh no.
Oh no. Once you have one, just keep going back. I'll just have one more. Oh shit, there's only two left in the packet.
If they want you to eat an individual biscuit, they should package them individually because it's not fair.
Yeah, it's not fair. It's true.
What are your goals for the year?
Baths.
Like, I want to go to the beach and I want to interview my dad.
Okay.
But as a band, what you said.
Okay.
Can I ask why you want to interview your dad?
Just because he's interesting and, I don't know,
He's
had a very interesting life and he's super old, so I feel like I've got to get my skates on.
We should have got your dad in for this podcast.
Oh my god, my dad's incredible. My dad is No, I mean, I'm not.
You can go to a live link now.
I'm not I'm not being big-headed, but my dad is...
Yeah.
He's really cool.
It strikes me you wouldn't say it unless your dad was actually incredible.
Yeah,
so.
I think he's incredible anyway. So I really, like, that's... At the moment, I'm really preoccupied with that. I really want to do that. But anyway.
That's a cool idea, though.
Yeah. I'll get around to it one day.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you.
And, this will be out this week.
Excellent. excellent.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.